But first she must know the science behind the show. She says, how do lesbians have sex? She asked me, how do lesbians have sex? She understood how two guys do, but how do lesbians have sex?
Hey guys and dolls, welcome back to Sapphic Swingers, episode number 45. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Rachel.
And thank you so much for joining us for another silly episode. My goodness, we have a lot coming up here.
We do. It's been a crazy fucking January so far, and things are only going to get more crazy.
Yeah, it was a crazy end of the year, and yeah, it hasn't stopped. We have lots to talk to you this episode. We're going to jump into our fun at Secrets Hideaway. We gave it another shot, and it was freaking awesome, so we're going to go into that. We had a fun time with Casual Swingers. I mean, who couldn't have a fun time with Casual Swingers? Something's wrong with you if you don't. And is that our two things we're going to chat about this time around?
I believe so, yep.
Okay. Piper, you agree? She's doing a little growl back here.
She concurs. Before we get into what we want to talk about, let's talk about what we have upcoming. We have a vanilla travel weekend coming up tomorrow. And then after that, we are going to Nashville. It's going to be Super Bowl weekend, and we're going with our Second Chancers. And
so that is February 1st. We'll be there. We're flying out Saturday morning, and it's Mr. Second Chancer's birthday. So they said, hey, what are you girls doing? We're like, I don't know, hanging out with you. So that was easy.
I think we've committed to a six-handed massage for Mr. Second Chancer.
Yes, for us above the belt. Yeah, so we'll be hanging in Nashville. Someone's going to be there. Hit us up. I just put a hot date out for us on Cassidy. I don't know how Cassidy is out there, or SCC or SLS, but we'll definitely put some hot dates out there. So if anyone's looking to hang out, even if it's not for play, we just love hanging out with awesome swinger friends. So hit us up.
Well, and I'm hoping that we get a chance to hang out with Double Date Nation, Dave and Andy. And I know when we were at Secrets, we were telling Euphoria, Ray and Dee, and also our naughty Bob and Nikki that mm-hmm. we were going to be there. And they both seemed interested, so we'll need to follow up to see if they want to join us.
Yeah, they said they were going to meet us. We'll see how good they are with their work. I love how every vacation is pretty much swinger, unless it's work-related. But now it's becoming like, hey, why don't we go to Iceland together? So Ray and Dee from Euphoria Chronicles were like, hey, how about next year we go see your friends who we talked about in episode 42 or 43 or whatever. Yeah, so on the cruise. They say, hey, let's go visit the Vikings. I'm like, that sounds amazing. So they heard that episode, and they're already trying to plan it. Also, they want us to bring them some wine, which we're totally fine with.
our Vikings, too.
Yeah, our Vikings. Yes.
Yeah, we're thinking about that, but that's not going to be until 2021. So we'll talk about that at a later time.
So February 1st, we'll be in Nashville for Saturday and Sunday. And then February 7th, 8th, and 9th, we'll be in Dallas hanging out with Average Swingers, Jay and Angie.
Fuck yeah. We are going to hang out with them, and we are doing a mingler with them. I just looked it up. It's at some place called Silver City on Friday night. We are going to have a fucking blast, although we're going to have to temper our fucking shit up completely because Angie and I are running a 15K the next day.
I don't have to do anything. I'm just going to drink all night with Jay, and just we'll see what happens. We're not worried about it. You guys, you ladies, yeah, you got to moderate.
Baby, you got to be a little bit supportive. You don't want me to die on the course.
Fine. I will not throw up on you while you're running. Is that supportive? I think that's supportive. Yes, we're so excited. We get to see where they live. They came to visit us one weekend, and we had a great time hosting them. But it was such a short trip, and this one's going to be fun. We get a whole weekend with them.
Yay!
And get to see their native swinger sphere, I guess.
Yes. Get to meet their pets, their kids, probably.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm excited.
Super excited.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. So if you're in town in Dallas, it's February 7th, 8th.
Yeah.
And I think we're heading out the 9th.
Come meet us at the Mingler, or come run with us, or just fuck shit up.
And they posted a meet and greet on their community. Is that correct? On Cassidy, I think.
Yes, that's the Mingler.
Yes, yes. So check it out on Cassidy.
It's not a meet and greet. It's a Mingler, baby.
Oh, Mingler, whatever. They do things weird in Texas, I guess.
So those are our immediate upcoming events. And then, of course, there's PCAP, Podcastapalooza, which is May 15th through 18th in Miami, Florida. And that is a 4-day, 3-night hotel takeover topless pool parties.
Hi.
Awesome podcasters.
Yeah, a lot of content creators.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Lots of fun, sexy people have signed up.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. And just recently, our good buddies, Swing Fashions, signed up. They do a great little...
Jane and Jay.
I forget, is it bi-weekly? Is that twice a week or is that twice...
You are so bi.
I'm super bi. I don't even know what bi-weekly means. Anyway, twice a week, they put out a really cool cartoon. If that's bi-weekly,
that
it's bi-weekly.
That is bi-weekly, love.
Whatever, bi. It's cool. Be you. You be you. So, yeah, they're good friends of ours, Jay and Jane. They're down here in South Florida, and they're both really good friends of ours. So they're going to be joining the crew. I don't think they're going to be speaking. Lucky for them. They don't have to actually do a lecture because I'm freaking out, you know, trying to think about how we're going to talk live in front of people. We'll see what happens.
But we got super excited for PCAP as well because the secrets weekend we're about to talk about, we finally met Kate from Swinging Down Under.
Yeah.
And so she kind of shared a little bit about everything that she's planning, and it's going to be fucking awesome.
Holy crap. And she did a video of the property.
Yes.
So right after Secret, she went down to Miami and was filming it. So if you're not following them, Swinging Down Under, you definitely should be. And
yes,
you can see some of the awesome rooms and the pool. And she talks about all the cool events in her awesome, hot Aussie accent, because aren't accents hot?
So hot. So it's 80% sold out. So if you want to join us, please get online and book soon. It's podcast-a-palooza.com.
Yep, absolutely.
Or you can go to our website and find a link.
It's sapphicswingers.blogspot.com. We have a link up there if you want to book through us. We love it, but either way, we'd love to see you. So come out and hang out in the beautiful Sunshine State, although it's a little chilly this weekend.
So cold.
You know who should ask if it's cold or not?
Mallory?
Yes, Mallory. How did you know they'll say that? Mallory from Casual Swingers. If you're not sure of the temperature, just check out their Twitter feed and see if her nipples are showing. If they're really poking out, it's cold.
It's fucking cold.
And they're more towards the Orlando area, but yeah, pretty much the same for us.
The only other upcoming event I want to talk about is the Euphoria Foam Party, which this year we are so fucking excited. It's 2 days. We went last year and it was one of the best events that we did. It is August 28th through 29th.
I think it's going to be twice the fun because it's
Two days. Yeah.
I'm so excited. I never thought like, hey, honey, let's fly to Ohio. It's going to be awesome. I mean, I'm sure it's great up there, y'all. But like, you know, we're South Florida. It's kind of kick-ass. But we are so looking forward to it. So we should probably jump into our secrets weekend. Because
let's do it.
All those bastards were there. And it was fucking awesome. But we're going to rewind for 1 second. We were talking to the Second Chancers. And they actually didn't know we had a podcast, which is kind of funny because we do talk about them once or twice. And they said, yes, we'd love to go, but Mr. Second Chancer had to work that day. So the missus actually rode up with us for a little road trip.
Ooh la la, ladies road trip.
And we're like, hell yeah. So we took off, you know, around 11 and we're like, all right, let's pop the Prosecco. Let's get a little, you know,
a little buzz happening in the car. We get to Secrets, and we go to try and check into our room, and they don't allow you to check in until 3 p.m.
Right. And we're like, no problem. I mean, they charge you a little extra if you want to go hang out by the pool, but we said, it's not a problem. We were hungry anyway.
Wait, so in addition to the Prosecco, what else did we do in the car? We did some...
I'd like to say finger banging, but... Unfortunately, that didn't happen.
That did not happen. But we did some adult Mad Libs.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of become like a fun thing for us to do. We did it with Spiritual Swingers. And yeah, the Mad Libs gets around a little bit.
Well, and then you have that one line that becomes like your mantra for the weekend.
It was so funny. So we're like, all right, let's dare each other. Someone has to walk up to... If someone's a douchebag, you got to walk up to him and be like, you have such a creative nostril.
None of us did it.
Well, we didn't really encounter any douchebags.
Right.
But I was like, if there's like, because we were there Friday night. So I said, if there's this like a single guy who's a douche, like, you have the most creative nostril. I'm going to lick it. So we had the dare going.
Has anyone told you how creative your left nostril is?
So fortunately, there were no douchebags. Yeah, so we got there a little early and they said, you know, a little too early to get to your room. So no problem. We went and just drove around. So we found this little Mexican place for lunch. And it was so good.
Oh my God.
It was jambalaya.
We drove by and Tiff's like, let's find somewhere where I can have a beer. And this place said bar. And it was in a strip mall. It was like some Brazilian or whatever.
Trapeze bar. Is in a strip mall. I'm not worried.
Agree. We walk in and there was one guy at the bar. And we walk in with all this energy. And he was like in love with us. He came over to where we sat down. And oh my God, this place was a hole in the wall and fucking awesome.
Yeah, total. And he was like recommending stuff. We said, we're sold. It was cheap as shit.
Like, it was so cheap.
Really, really good quality food. And we were joking because Rachel's like, I would like the jambalaya.
It was
spelled with a Y.
I'm sorry, it was spelled with a Y. Right. I've never seen it spelled with a Y, but on this menu it was. Well, we shared that.
Yeah. Oh, and then we brought it home.
It was enormous.
And later on,
It was a jambalaya for the army.
Yeah, so later on, Mr. Second Chancer and I shared it like post-party. So it satisfied us both for lunch. Satisfied me. for lunch and for me and Mr. Second Chancer, like post-party. It was a shit ton of food.
It was a lot of food.
And then we kept saying like, Yum Brady, because Tom Brady was playing that day. So everything became like...
Everything became with the Y.
Let's go to the Yum. It was funny. I wish I remember the name of it, but it was freaking awesome. We're definitely going to hit that up again.
It's not far from secrets.
But we go back after our yummy lunch and... went to the obby and we were able to check in and we roll in with our fuck shit up flag and this couple comes up. They're like, oh, you're Tiff and Rach. And we're like, oh, Mickey and Mallory.
Yeah. So we met them in the lobby with the flag.
Yeah. That was super cool. I'm like, all right, let's get this weekend kicked off. Right. We check in, we get to see Eminem from Casual Swingers.
Yep. That was fantastic. So we get our room, we go and immediately we see Bob and Nikki from Our Naughty Escapades and Ray and Dee from Euphoria Chronicles.
Yep.
Oh my God. I love all of them. The four of them are just like the coolest fucking people.
It's that quad is awesome. And Ray and Dee made us cups. Like,
yes.
Crafted us like sapphic swinger cups. Like, who does that?
Oh my God. I almost started crying. But so Miss Second Chancer was with us, and as we mentioned before, she didn't really know we had a podcast. And then she realized, like, we told her, hey, we know some people that are going to be there. And so after that weekend, I think they're going to be listening to all of our episodes.
They may or may not. It's funny. She goes, I didn't know y'all were famous. I was like, oh, no. We're like on the D-minus list of podcasters. But I'm like, we just know people. Because, you know, when you're outgoing, you want to hang out. And so we tried to introduce her to everyone that was there. And it was just sort of like a reunion for us. So I felt bad. I was like, okay, let's bring her in so she can see everyone.
Of course.
And they're all, of course, welcome, and she's hot. So obviously they're going to be like, oh, hello, Miss Second Chancer. But Dee is like such a wonderful listener that she goes, oh, sometimes I listen to him a couple times. I'm like, Jesus, I don't even want to listen to it once. And so I was mentioning like our manservant, who we call Mr. Second Chancer. And she's like, oh, so these are the Second Chancers.
Yes.
I'm like, yes. It was cute.
We love you. We love you, Dee. We love you, Ray.
Oh, they're amazing.
We love you, Bob, Nikki. You guys are fucking awesome.
So it's crazy. So at Euphoria, the phone party, I felt like they cloned themselves. Because I felt like Ray was up DJing. And then all of a sudden, I felt like he was in the phone pit. I mean, I don't know how they did it, but they were like everywhere. And they were always smiling. But for Secrets, it was great because they weren't having to host or have those duties. So we actually got to hang out and get to know them better. And same with Naughty Escapades. And I was telling Nikki the same thing in the hallway. I was like, this is so cool. Like, we met you and we've listened to you, of course. But now we actually get to hang out for more than, you know, like an afternoon and an evening.
Of course.
So that was super cool with Secrets. And it was above and beyond what I expected. Because the first time I went to Secrets, like 5 years ago, shithole. Sorry. It was shithole.
Yeah. I mean, we legit had 3 nights and we're like, oh my God, we can't stay here. And we came home immediately.
Nope.
And
nope.
We came home like 6 a.m. the next morning. And we were finally giving it another chance because we wanted to hang out with all the podcasters.
Why don't you tell our listeners what Secrets is?
Absolutely.
And I want you to use as much adjectives as Mad Libs would want you to use.
quirkily I will describe Secrets Hideaway. Secrets Hideaway is, I guess it's like an old style kind of like Ramada. It used to be a Ramada hotel, but right now it's like a lifestyle hotel slash club. They have a nightclub area. Mm-hmm. Which I guess the club is separate from the hotel because you don't have to stay at the hotel to be able to go to the club at night.
Yeah, I think you can do like a day pass or just go into the nightclub.
Right. But over the past 5 years since we've been, they have done major upgrades. They have actually sold all of the rooms as condo rooms and owners have done upgrades. And it was absolutely fabulous. I was so surprised and impressed with the changes from the last time we were there.
Yeah, each owner can make a different theme. So every room is different. And so like Casual Swingers had a stripper pole and they had a kitchen. Ours had like a little, mini fridge and all that and like a cool like nautical theme. I saw a steampunk room, which I loved. They had a crazy outer space themed room.
Yep,
because we walked around. Because we walked around and you could look in. Most people had their shades open because they want you to watch them fuck or they want you to come in. So all the rooms were different themed and there was still a lot under construction, which no worries. Like it takes time for someone to buy it and put it under construction. But how fun is that? That every room is different. And ours had a guest book, which I loved. Of course we wrote in. We're like, thanks for letting us fuck your room up.
So ours was like a nautical type theme. And they put so much thought into this room. There was games. There was something on our wall where you could open a beer and put your beer cap down and it would land in a shot glass. And the shot glass had a card that you would draw.
I think it was called like take your top off. So you could pop your beer cap off.
And then it would
do like Plinko if you've ever seen The Price is Right. So it would go through all the little nails and then land up in one of the like 7 or 8 shot glasses at the bottom. Yeah, so it was like touch someone's boobs or do something. It was fun. Yeah, it was really, what a cute idea.
Like, it was amazing. Yeah. It made us want to drink beer at night, even though we, like, I think we opened 4 or 5 beers that just legit stayed on our nightstands because we just wanted the top.
You just wanted your clitoris licked, I understand.
Don't judge me.
No judgment here. Yeah, so great job. The property's amazing. They have 2 pools. One of them is heated. They had a couple hot tubs. A lot of cabanas, really cool stages. I wish they had something going on outside with stages, but I'm not complaining. It was awesome.
But this was also like an off weekend. I guess this was the weekend right after New Year's. And so I'm guessing on like a full takeover weekend or something like that, it's going to be off the chain. I want to try it again on a big weekend.
I can't imagine like when it's like crazy, crazy time. Because like there's got to be people dancing outside.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Like performers outside going on and great. So like from the last time we tried it, night and day. And there was a property manager. She was super cute. Was her name
Erin,
I think. Okay. Erin, I think we're friends with her on Facebook. Maybe. Okay. Yeah. We're friends with her on Facebook. And she was amazing. She was so accommodating and working with the team that was there with Kate and with Casual Swingers to really make sure the group was having a good time. Because it wasn't like a takeover totally with us, but we had a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. And she was willing to like work with us. And we talked about, we're like, hey, we came here X amount of years ago and it sucked. She's like, yeah. She's like, I used to bring my secrets like pack or whatever.
Yeah, with a Lysol and all.
Yeah.
All
and I'm
shit.
Like, okay, good. So
it wasn't just us.
Yeah, so we wanted to make sure that she knew that it was much improved and we will 100% go back.
Okay, so we talked about driving up with Miss Second Chancer, and then finally Mr. Second Chancer rolls up after working on Friday, and we get drinks, and we go up to Mickey and Mallory's room, and they have like the big party suite. It was like the double room.
Right.
With the stripper pole and everything like that. Yeah, full kitchen. I think they had a sex swing.
Yeah, it was actually one of the rooms on the corner, so they knocked out the wall. So it was a double room, which is awesome. And they were great because they actually planned ahead and made barbecue, like brisket and beans and stuff. So they had food for everybody in the crock pot because they knew we were all going to be freaking starving. Yeah, they were awesome hosts for sure.
So it was so much fun hanging out in their room, drinking, eating a little bit, dancing, kind of fucking shit up. And
I don't drink, dance, or fuck shit up. So I don't know who you were talking about.
Well, all the rest of us all. But so the party that night, the theme was, quote unquote, nail a stud.
Yes.
Which is definitely the perfect theme for us.
Yeah, no.
After hanging out in the suite, we all kind of make our way to the club. And I didn't know what to expect, especially on a Friday when there's like single dudes and stuff. But it was so much fun. We danced a lot and we were having so much fun kind of with the podcast crew and dancing with everybody. And there was an adorable blonde that came up to us.
I would have known that it was a Friday night. I thought it was just how fun the club was. Because for me, it felt like it was pretty crowded. We were dancing. There was like this cool-ass birdcage. I was like, oh, this is pretty badass.
So you were dancing. We were having a great time. This adorable blonde comes up to me. And I don't know if she had seen our profile or whatever. The husband was like, check them out. Mm-hmm. But she says, I find you girls super adorable, and I want to chat. And it was so loud with the music, so I suggested that we go outside to chat. So we go outside with her, and she had such a good chat, such good vibes, such good energy coming off her. I guess they were somewhat new to the lifestyle, but I was super impressed with how communicative she was with what she wanted. And I think what she wanted was us.
I'm super happy when that's something that girls, ladies want. Yeah, it was funny because she was talking about what she does for a living, and somehow the topic of height got involved, and I was like, oh, let me see how tall you ladies are. And y'all stood up like face to face, and she would have sit down. I was like, oh, I thought y'all were going to kiss.
You were trying
And then she did, yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm a helper.
We were already flirting before that, but I appreciate the effort.
I'm a pusher, like the pusher. Although I don't have the good shots like he does. So they had this other couple they were with, and we were chatting with her and connecting, and it probably could have worked out, but then the husband and the other couple came there, and it was getting so late already. And we'd been drinking all night, and you know, we wanted to get back with the second chancers and make sure they were doing all right. So we said, you know, it was great hanging out with y'all. We'll be here tomorrow. We weren't super duper looking to hook up with someone we didn't know yet, because there's still a lot of communication that's going to happen. And it's priority 2 a.m. by that point, right?
Well, and I think it's fine if we were going to go into, like, the playroom at Secrets with them versus taking them back to our room.
Right, right.
I think she was not really keen on wanting to go into the playroom because not as much of an exhibitionist.
Right.
She wanted more privacy to that. But we were also staying with the second chancers. Like, we were all sharing a nice king bed. So
yeah, exactly.
So it's
and they didn't meet them yet.
Right.
And it would have been tricky. Like, it's already 2 a.m. Then we got to like, hey guys, what do you think about these four people coming to our room? Yeah. And if they don't feel comfortable with it, I'm like, oh, sorry. It's, you know, we're all sharing a bed. Let's kick you out so we can play. It would have been really difficult logistically to make all that work with, you know, eight personalities to see what's going on. So yeah, it was awesome hanging out with her, and we hope to get to see her again. But yeah, at that point it got a little tricky, although I went back and started kissing Miss Second Chancer, and I think you showed up with her.
Well, she kept holding my hand and trying to kiss me more and wanting to come back to the room, and Mr. Second Chancer was with me, and he was probably the drunkest I've ever seen.
Yeah, he was.
But he's like, yeah, he's like, come on back. Knowing full well he's not going to be involved in anything.
Oh, he's a helper.
He's a helper, for sure.
Yeah, he's a sweetie.
For sure. He loves enhancing her pleasure and our pleasure.
I hope I didn't cock block him there. We were just looking out for the group. You know, we didn't want to.
But they ended up coming back with us. And so then I came in to the room. And I think you guys were eating jambalaya.
We ate the jambalaya, and then I was kissing the second chancer. I hope I brushed my teeth. I hope so.
And then I had to do the awkward moment of going back outside.
Yeah.
And after I brought her back to the room, I had to send her away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would have been a little much for all that to work out.
I know. Yeah. It would have been fun.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But
we shot some emails to him, and we're like, we'll definitely keep in touch.
Of course. Yeah, that's for sure.
But that night it was funny because Mr. Second Chancer was like, oh, put Miss between you two. We're like, okay. So I got to snuggle with him.
Yeah.
And it is so cute. He's such a good snuggly bear. Oh my goodness. I had the best snuggle. But the funniest part is, so like it was probably like 6 a.m. and him and I are both laying on our backs and he's got his arm around me. And just out of like pure motor memory, just like reaches over and puts his right hand right on my boobie. And so I'm laughing, but I don't want to be too loud because I don't want to wake everyone up. So I just move it over and I put it on the second chancer's boob. And I know 100% it was not meant.
Of course.
To be pervy or trying to cop a feel. It was just like he was asleep and just like, that's his normal position. It's just like snuggle her and put his hand around her boob.
Of course.
And so I was laughing so hard. And I told him next day and he was like, I'm sorry. I was like, no. I was like, do not apologize. You didn't mean to do it. I know it. We trust him so much that I'm fine laying next to him naked.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Trusting him. And I was like, oh no, I found it fucking hilarious. But it's nice having her between us.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's always nice having a sexy lady between us.
Mm-hmm.
Although it was a little bit slow morning.
Yeah. It was a very slow morning.
Yeah, Saturday morning was a little tricky. And I think we were all dreaming of breakfast pizza, which none of us got.
We woke up in the morning, and I think the four of us talked about it for probably an hour.
Oh, I could have built a kitchen and then ran out, got the ingredients, and made a breakfast pizza. But our manservant, Mr. Second, was so sweet. He's like, ladies, relax. I'll go find you something. He's so great like that in the morning.
He is amazing.
Yeah, he's great. So he went and got us something from Wawa, I think.
So we talked about breakfast pizza for about an hour. So he tried to find the closest resemblance to breakfast pizza. So he brought us back like breakfast quesadillas.
It was so sweet. He's such a good manservant.
Yes, he is.
And I think that's the morning when we finally were like, oh, yeah, we're podcasters.
Well, no, they knew that because people...
Yeah, but we hadn't really discussed...
We hadn't discussed it with them directly.
We hadn't been like, well, we talk about you guys. We don't obviously use any names or locations, but just if you listen, our first initial, interaction wasn't the best and we didn't talk for a couple of years. And now I'm like so happy that we do. And so we told him, we're like, just so if you hear the first one, that's Tiff raging a little bit. But now, we love you guys so much. Obviously, we're comfortable, laying next to you naked and trust them 100%. And they become like the coolest, like, travel buddies and, like, snuggle buddies. And, we just love hanging out with them.
And Miss Second Chancer.
Hey now. Oh, do we have a story for Saturday afternoon? Ladies and gentlemen, Rach is getting a little... you too, Saturday afternoon.
Well, hold on. So we ate our breakfast quesadillas, and then we're like, okay, let's see what the crew was doing. Yep. So the weather was coming in. We were monitoring kind of a storm, so we kept pulling up to see what the radar was doing. But I think we had about an hour where we could actually be outside.
Yep.
So we took the opportunity and went to the hot tub, got some drinks, chatting with everybody out there.
Mm-hmm. Drinks were very reasonable there.
Yeah.
You go to a resort like where you're locked in, where you don't have a choice to what you're gonna pay. So
I always have a choice.
Oh, you have no choice. You have no choice. So you can run back to your room, but it's like you don't want to be disrespectful of the resort. But the prices weren't bad there at all.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, really reasonable. Yeah, so we had some good chill time. You were chatting with Ray about running some marathons, I think.
Yeah, I guess he's doing like Detroit or something, and I'm doing Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we had some marathon training motivation talk, and we were chatting about Iceland.
Yes.
And just fun shit.
Yeah, and then you could definitely see the clouds just starting to like.
Oh God, yeah. We're gonna fuck the weather was rolling in.
Oh, for sure, 100%. So our friend Aaron, who was the she's one of the managers of
marketing something for Secrets.
So her and Kate were secretly conspiring to get the club open for us during the day. So we're all wrapping it up. They're like, okay, go to the club. We're all going to hang out. So we're like, sweet. So we went and got, grabbed a couple shots of booze and headed over to the nightclub, and they opened it up for us, which is awesome. And one of their amazing bartenders came in. He's like, what do y'all need? And honestly, he took our credit card that afternoon, and we didn't pick it up till the next morning. He was that good. He remembered what our card was. So at nighttime, I'm skipping a little bit ahead. He still remembered which card we were on. So we're like, oh, can I get a Bud Light or whatever we're getting?
Yeah.
And still remembered our whiskey and So this guy was freaking awesome. So make sure you tip him. I feel bad. We tried to chase him down afterward and tip him, but we'll get you double next time.
I was freaking out, and I went up to Mickey, and I said, I left my credit card with them. And he's like, don't worry about it. He's like, they got it.
Yeah. It's
and
amazing.
And they were completely on it.
Like, who does that? That's so cool. Like, yeah. And he knew, everyone I talked to, like, oh, this guy already knew whose card was on what.
Yep.
Really amazing. So we go to the nightclub, and they had brought this, I think Mickey Mallory brought Naughty Charades.
Yeah, XXX Charades.
Hilarious. Hilarious. So we broke into two teams. I think Rachel was one of the team captains.
You both were.
Oh, I walked into it. I was like, sure, let's do it. So we're playing Naughty Charades.
And Mallory was the other captain.
Oh, that dirty, dirty whore. And so I was like, all right. I was like, we got this shit. I was like, all right, whatever team loses has to do a lap dance for the winning team. And everyone's like, okay, let's do this.
So this charades, let me just give an explanatory Please. On it. You would go up and you had to specify whether you wanted to do X, double X, or triple X. And I guess all of them scored the same points, but Ray was amazing. he made you state what you were going to do beforehand, and then he would hand you a card. And then there was like six choices, and you had to pick one of them on that card to act out.
He was such
and
a good host.
Depending on the level of difficulty, you either had more time or less time to act out your skit. So, baby, do you remember the one you did?
My first one was like finishing by hand was my first one.
And did our team get it?
No, that was my fault, though. You know, you get so nervous when you get up there. it's like I'm going to be a PCAF. I'll be so nervous. there was funny. Oh, my God. It was so funny. It was like chastity belt, slipping on a condom. After I don't know. There was so many fucking funny ones. And, like, it's brutal. Like, you got to be really good. But they were so funny. We're going to try and get a day where we can do this on the cruise. Like, we'll buy the game. We'll talk to Malcolm, who's a cruise director. He'd be like, can we have, like, get one of the lounges where we can do, like, naughty charades?
Hell yeah.
So funny. And, like, trying to guess what people are doing. It's hilarious.
Do you remember what mine was?
It was full frontal nudity. Is that right? So Rachel got completely naked. And the fun part was she had one of the Kegel balls in her. And so she's like, fuck it. I got to do it for the team. I'm going to take all my clothes off. And so she drops naked, throws her arms up in the air, and she's like, in her mind, it's ta-da. But in reality, because you can't say anything, it's just arms in the air.
Well, I had already specified the three words and everything. My team got ours.
Yeah. I don't know how, because you look so fucking hot. I don't know how they were thinking of anything at that point.
But I had the Kegel ball in, so then in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh shit, is like the little string that comes down from the Kegel ball hanging?
Were you worried somebody think it was like tampon string or something? Everyone's like, cool, she's wearing a Kegel ball.
I guess I'm just not used to, like, if I'm wearing it, I've always had something to kind of hold it a little bit in place.
Oh, underwear or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a little exposure for me.
I know, and you told me after, you're like, I'm wearing the Kegel ball. Like, I know. You did great. What were some other funny ones? Do you remember any? There were so many. Oh, what was the other? I was, what was it?
There was like a bear on the other team.
Oh. She kept, I forget, it was bear something, but she was doing this funny thing. We hadn't met her, but whatever she was doing, it was hilarious. So the whole weekend, I'm just like, I go up to her and just do the whatever.
The bear pose.
The bear. She's the one. So full disclosure, we lost.
We did.
So I ended up doing the lap dance on the bear. Yes. Although I was looking at Mallory, I was like, ooh.
I know. We both wanted to grab Mallory for the lap dance.
Some lame ass dude jumped on her. It's probably Andy or some lame ass from Double Date Nation. Double Date Nerds. Oh, actually, they were doing, so Double Eyed Nation is badass, so Andy and Dave. And they were going around giving freebies out to everyone's there. And it was mostly content creators or, like, people that were close to us. Along with Mixed Nuts was there.
Yes.
Mixed Nuts podcast. Nice to meet them. And Mickey from Casual Swingers was just going around hanging out, handing out freaking vibrators. I'm like, hey, how y'all doing?
How y'all doing?
Shake it up.
Would you like to vibrate your clit?
Why, yes, sir. Thank you. I mean, how cool is that? Like, you're just walking around handing out vibrators. How cool is that?
Just an orgasm helper.
Yeah. Well, he's your helper.
Yeah, actually, one of the ones that he gave us, we ended up using it later with Miss Second Chancer.
Oh, did you want to jump in there after our lap dances?
Is that when our playtime was?
Yeah, it was after.
Oh, well, the lap dances were fun. That was a really fun idea.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I thought, like, I thought we were going to win, Rachel.
That's why we were going to win, too.
I don't know how to do a lap dance.
You did fine.
The videotape disagrees with you.
Fine. We need lessons. Whoever is good at doing lap dances, please instruct us lesbians on how to do them appropriately.
We are, since we live close to Miss Second, we're going to do a pole dance class.
Yes, we are.
She's like, listen, y'all don't laugh. I'm like, listen, y'all don't laugh at me because I'm supposed to be pathetic. She goes, oh, no, we need to laugh a lot. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know how serious we're going to take this. I'm just going to be joking around like usual.
Absolutely. We're going to have so much fun doing it, and then we're all going to know each other's moves, too.
I think it's great.
It's going to be amazing.
Because for that stuff, I'm super shy. And I feel like she may or may not be. Like, it'd be kind of cool to see if she, like, busts it out, because that'd be hot as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the class, we'll go meet up with Mr. Second and, like, I'll hang out. It'd be kind of fun.
Future plans.
I think Mr. Second will be like, I'll be the pole, ladies. Go ahead and try out what you just learned.
Who knows? We have room in our house to put one up.
Oh, we totally do. Good thinking. That's why I married you, baby.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, it can be in the cat's room.
So after some naughty charades, we're all like, let's go back to the room for a little recharge. And as good of a big spoon as he is, he's also a good little spoon. So you were actually in the middle of Mr. and Miss, and she was spooning you, and then you were spooning him.
Aww.
And it was so cute. I was sitting on the couch just watching, and everyone was just like getting a little nap. He was asleep when we got there, and we were trying to get Erin, the manager, the marketing director, or whoever she is, to come in there and be like, sir, it's the morning. It's time for you to go. And we were all going to be standing there with our luggage. We're going to pretend like he had slept through the night. So instead, we decided y'all would just go snuggle with him. But it was super cute. It was football playoffs, so I was watching the games. And y'all were snuggling. And then, of course, you know, two naked ladies lay next to each other. Y'all start, like, touching each other. And you take your arm off of him. And he's like, what are you doing? It was so funny. So y'all start, like, playing, and it was fucking hot. Because I haven't watched y'all play, like, I mean, the lights were on. Like, usually, you know, it's in our bedroom, it's dark, or it's trapped, but, like, watching it in the hotel room was fucking hot as...
See, I don't remember the snuggling with Miss Second Chancer. Like, I remember him being with you, and no. I just remember being with her.
No, that was after the club. Like, before, I mean, after the charades, before the club. So it's probably like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay. Yeah, it was about 4 o'clock. And you snuggle with him for about 12 seconds. And you're like, oh, I got hot Miss Second Chancer right here.
I don't think we slept at all.
Y'all close your eyes for about 5 minutes. That was about it.
And then what do we do?
Oh, what didn't you do? Yeah, y'all started playing, and Mister came and sat on the little chair next to me. He was laying next to y'all for a minute, and he, like, came over so you get a better view. But I was looking at him like, we're both nodding our heads. We're like, yeah, this is hot. But y'all played, like, as we say, with, you know, with anyone you play with, the more you do it with, you know, the better more comfortable.
Of course, the better you get to know exactly what they like.
Yeah, and their body and. Whew. So whatever you were doing, it was fucking hot. And we were just watching. I don't want to say anything, but I'm just like looking at him like, I'm like, secret high five.
It was
hot.
It was probably the hottest play session in my mind that we've had with her.
I agree.
It was everything from kissing to tripping to licking to just nonstop orgasms. Mm-hmm. it was fucking hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was definitely more than she's enjoyed previously. But I don't know. I don't know if she was more relaxed or we were doing it better or what. But and then I jumped in.
For you a did bit. Jump yeah. in. Yes. Yes.
I jumped in for both of y'all. Yeah, and then I had fun licking her. And we had I'm pretty sure we had the curtains open, which is kind of hot. But we weren't like in a main section where there was like a ton of people. And nobody was creeping out, just like sitting there watching like creep show. But it's kind of hot to know that people are watching.
Did she try the toy that Mickey and Mallory gave us or at that point, or was that the next day?
I don't remember.
But she definitely liked the toy. Yeah. So I think it might have been the next morning.
So cheers, Mickey.
I think it might have been the next morning. But wow, that was fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of orgasms. And I don't think I saw a single play that happened in the Bills. What was it? It was the Bills-Houston game. There was one, like, I'm super into football. I do fantasy football. I love all that shit. I did not see a single play in that game. I was highly distracted.
It was Casey because I came back from, like, a 24-point deficit or something. Like, a huge... Oh, no. I saw, like, a little bit of the plays, but after that, it was like, mm-mm. And I saw Tom Brady walk out in some dorky-ass orange cone helmet.
But, yeah... So Miss Second Chancer and I had so much fun, and then we napped.
Yeah. Yeah, I jumped in for a minute. I was licking her, and then I licked you, and then y'all were done.
You guys went up to the party, and we slept for a little bit.
Well, we joked around. We're like, ladies, how long do you want? I said 30 minutes. So we tried to rouse you, and it was like, all right, not happening. So I said, fine, me and my date are going to go up to the suite and hang out, Mickey Maller and everybody. So me and the mister had a date.
And me and the missus had a cuddle session.
Oh, it was cute.
Cuddle sleep.
It was super cute.
You might have some pictures of that.
I do, which I will not share because I promised her I wouldn't. I share it just with you and her and the mister. It was funny because we're like, fuck it, we're just going to go up. So ladies, we'll be back to check on you in like 30 minutes. Otherwise, if you wake up, meet us.
So that night, I think the theme was twinning.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mickey and Mallory were adorable. They were wearing like themed casual swinger uniform type
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We saw other people. I think it was Mixed Nuts wearing like matching pajama mm-hmm. bottoms. You and I did not have anything matching, although Miss Second Chancer and I, we were both like matching lacy a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which was kind of perfect because you were on a date with the mister.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So, like, so I came up with my twin.
Why the hell would I want to match you? I'm good. I had my date. I'm good. Yeah, I think the little promotion, like if you're twinning, you get like a shot. But I was like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, we never tried to get the shot.
I was like, I'm just going to wear a dress. I'm good.
Yeah, and you look fucking hot in that dress.
Oh, I was going to say it was fun. When we went up to Mickey Mallory's room, they had a lot of music playing. There's this great energy and everyone's excited. We're getting ready for you know, fun Saturday night. You know, dance on the stripper pole. We were singing. I think we were doing show tunes at that point. Was it that night we were doing show tunes?
No, that was the night before.
Well, okay, the night before we did. So Kate from Swinging Down there was like, oh, I know Chicago. We're like, oh, fuck yeah. So we're doing like, he had it coming. So we're doing all kinds of show tunes. Sell Black Tango. We did, I love Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Which you sang with somebody else. I don't remember.
I did. Shit. The name. I don't remember who. I don't remember who it was, but
yeah.
I love Rocky Horror. I can sing all the time. Or pretty much any show tunes we're down for.
Yeah, we sang a lot of show tunes in the room. We apologize. Our voices are not the best.
As you can tell, my voice is not Broadway quality.
But we fucking have fun doing it.
You know what? You have a good time. No judgment. Just having fun. You know, being yourself. That's what it's all about, you know. And being around good people, no one's like cares. You know, just sing at the top of your lungs. That's what it's about. Oh, yeah. So Saturday night, I think I jumped on the table, was dancing a little bit in the suite. And then we headed out to the club. Oh, before we went to the club, though, was this the casual shitter?
Yes. That's when the shit happens.
Oh, boy.
When shit happens.
if you check on casuals, I almost said casual shitters. Casual swinger. Their episode, I forget what it was called, something about poop. Anyway, somebody pooped in their, they pooped in their bathroom and then just like missed the toilet completely and like walked around it. They're like doing a tap dance in it. Like, and all that jazz. Or sorry, all that poop. So they like had a trail of poop coming out from the bathroom. What the fuck?
That was ridiculous.
I mean, you know you did it. Like, clean it up. If you're, like, so inebriated or high or wherever the fuck you are, tell somebody. Don't just trot it all around the freaking...
It was ridiculous.
Oh, my God. So gross, but also so hilarious. Because now we'll never forget. The casual shitter. Whoever you are, cheers to you. Hang on. Clink.
Ew.
You disgusting pig.
Yeah, that was horrible. Mm-hmm. Absolutely horrible. And we were hanging out, like, while they're cleaning it up.
Like, I'm a helper. I'm willing to help with anything. But I was like, I'm not. I'm going to step
out. I was just pointing where it was.
Yeah. See?
There's more over there.
You're a helper. Yeah, it was gross. So on that note, we headed to the club. And it was packed. I thought Friday night was, like, what it was going to be the whole weekend. I didn't realize it was going to be, like, freaking jam-packed humping like that. It was awesome.
Oh, my God. It was, like, wall-to-wall.
Yeah.
And that's the one night that I remember dancing in the Birdcage.
Oh, was that the Birdcage?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it confused. All right. That was my bad. So at some point, I reluctantly got dragged on stage.
You did not fight very hard.
I fought with everything I had in my fiber to not get pulled on that stage.
No.
I was drunk, so I defer to you.
So Tiff goes up there, and there were these two girls that were doing, like, twerking, and they were trying to get you to twerk with them. And I was super lucky that I got to get my sexy, sexy wife in her dress and wearing no underwear so that I could tease her when I came up and we were dancing together.
Uh-huh.
But when you were on stage twerking...
Is twerking the right word for what I was doing? I'm not sure that's the right word for what I was doing.
When you were on stage twerking, I had no words.
I look at the girls, I was like, oh, what are we doing? And they're like, oh, twerk. I was like, all right, so they said arch your back more. I'm like, okay. Not realizing I'm just like, my pussy was flapping in the wind. I was like, all right, done. I didn't know what was happening behind me.
I was watching and laughing my ass off.
As you should when you see me dance. You should always laugh because it's tragic. It was fun though.
It was. Yeah,
I had a good time.
You rocked it, baby.
I had a good time. I'm not one to shy away from a stage. Oh, we also met LLV. What was it? They're out in Vegas.
Yes.
What's their actual name so we can give them a shout out? It's
They're Club LLV.
Oh, Club LLV. Yeah. Okay. They're going to be at PCAP, right?
Yes. I think they're one of the sponsors of PCAP. And it was the owners of the Club LLV also there with their girlfriend. Damn, those girls were hot.
Yeah.
And they were super fun. They were so much fun to dance with.
Not too shabby.
Yes. Yeah. You all were awesome.
Yeah. It was awesome to meet them. Yeah. I'm excited to party with them in Miami. More like our home turf a little more.
Of course.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun. He ran up, I think, when we first got there. He's like, oh, hugs. He's like, I can't resist hugs. We're like, of course, we love hugs. Yeah, they were cute. One of the girls looked like Nicole Kidman a little bit, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, they were both hot.
And I was talking to Nicole Kidman more than, and you were talking to the other guy.
Yeah.
The girlfriend, yeah.
Yes, and she was so much fun to dance with. I had a great time with her.
They all seemed like a good energy, for sure. Yeah, I'm not sure if they were... they're promoting more, or just there to chill more, or what the deal was. But we didn't get to talk too much, but, you know, the interactions we had were really good.
They were fabulous.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll look forward to more.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So we're all dancing with the group, and I break off and have some dancing time with Mallory. And while we're dancing, we start making out, and oh my God. There was definitely chemistry there. It was freaking awesome.
Well, it was cute during the, we're at the nightclub during the day and we're doing the charades. She like showed everyone how to do one of the like line dances. And it was super cute. I was watching her dance. I'm like, that's fucking cute.
She
can fucking dance.
Yeah,
It was super
cute. She's a dancing queen.
I was like, I watch that shit all day long on repeat. Like, rewind, play.
Yeah, she definitely got my juices flowing.
Yeah, I got a quick kiss, but you know, we knew they were kind of hosts and everything, so we didn't want to monopolize her time. And not that she wanted to be monopolized.
Or maybe she does.
Maybe she does.
I hope she does.
She's in Park Place. I got to monopolize. But luckily, just this past weekend, we got to hang out with them in Orlando. It's always like a whirlwind. Like these weekends. The cruises, you know, you get more time to hang out. But these are so fast. That's why we really appreciated having a couple more days with, like, all this group here. But fortunately, we're up in Orlando. And we said, hey, guys, we'll be there. Would you mind meeting us up? We're, you know, maybe 30 minutes away. And Mickey and Mallory were kind enough to drive down on a Saturday and meet us up at a brewery. And it was the coolest little area because they had very, very dog friendly. And they said, you can't miss us because we had this killer Jeep. We're like, all right, cool. And we see them drive by once and I'm like, fuck shit up. But they didn't hear us. I didn't say that. Just in my own mind, I stood up and said it. Well, then I see them going by the other way, and I stood up and said, FSU! Because it was very family-friendly. And they looked over like, all right, we see you girls.
We were going out for a work conference for TIFF, and it was this area, like Winter Garden. And it was freaking amazing. It was very dog-friendly and just really cool spot.
Really cute. And lots of bars and restaurants. Yeah. And there happened to be like this old car show that weekend, and it was cool because they closed the streets down, and later on in the day they were pointing out cars like, oh, that's a 67 blah blah blah. And I look, I'm like, oh, there's a 21 year old girl. Mm-hmm. That's the best I could do. So we met up at the brewery, and honestly with them it feels like you're just hanging out with friends if you've known for like 20 years or something.
Yeah, we met them legit like 2 weekends before that, and it was the most comfortable, awesome feeling, and we had a fucking blast.
I feel like that's the way with a lot of swingers, and you know, not every couple or friends are going to be that way, but for them, it just felt that way. And at some points, I felt like you were on a date with her, and I was on a date with him. It was so funny because we were like so engrossed in what we were talking about, and then like 10 minutes later, we're like, "Oh, hey, what are you guys talking about?" It was really cute. That's how it feels with them. Like I just feel like just. We clicked with them from minute one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think after the brewery, we walked around and we're like, let's get some grub because otherwise we're all going to die. Fucking naked. Naked and dead from all the drinking.
Well, I had run 7 miles before that in the morning without eating anything because I'm running this 15K with Angie in a few weeks, so I'm like, shit, I need to get some runs in.
Right.
So I was running on empty by that point.
Oh, for sure. You probably had like a breakfast bar. That was about it.
I had nothing. Oh, no, I had a banana. Sorry, a banana.
Okay. So we had this little restaurant with outdoor seating. It was really cute. And we're like, it's good for people watching, which we absolutely adore.
Yes. Yes, please. Wait, so... We had brought Mickey and Mallory a gift. After their last episode, we brought them a gift, and I had thought about getting them some kind of, like, poop emojis, squishy stress ball, something of that nature. But no. We brought them this book, and it was the Kamaputra.
Kamaputra.
And it talks about all these poop positions.
It's
and
so funny.
Some positions are singular, some are for groups.
It's hilarious. And they took a funny, not they, but Mickey took a funny picture of Yumi and Mallory. It was, if you look at their Twitter on January 18th, you'll see a funny picture. Her reading the book. Yeah, they got a kick out of it. You know, it's always fun to have like little gag gifts between each other.
Hell yeah.
And when you listen to the podcast, like, people pick up on stuff, and it's kind of funny to, you know, mix that in with when you get to meet in real life. Although we were there for the real poop.
We were. It was not a pleasant experience. No.
But we'll be laughing about that when we're in the old swinger retirement home, which, by the way, is going to make billions. I think Bliss needs to start a swinger community and then a swinger retirement community. $1 billion idea. You're welcome, Bliss.
Ah, Mickey and Mallory. I just love those two. Conversation with them, it was so easy.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It just like, you know, the other weekend, Secrets Weekend, we had a minute, and every time we got to talk to them, I loved it. But this is just two on two, and absolutely love my date with Mickey.
And I love my date with Mallory. I want more.
Yeah, me too. So we ended up at our last stop. Unfortunately, I had a work thing that night. I know.
I was trying to get you out of it.
I almost quit my job because I was having so much fun. I was like, fuck it. I'll just be a professional drinker for the rest of my life. I mean, I pretty much am, but whatever.
Can you just be a professional swinger? Is that a job?
Well, you know, I posted that on Twitter one time. I was like, oh, it's porn. I'm like, no, I don't want to be a porn star. I want to be a swinger. Yeah, some people make a living out of it, but, you know, we just like doing it.
Yeah, we're way more social than actually swingers. But we have a good time with it.
So I think our last stop was at this little, like, it's called Pilar's, maybe?
Yeah, it was like a martini.
Yeah, martini bar, place. Which is exactly what we are all looking for. And, you know, I was having a whiskey, and we were all having our different drinks. And it was cute, because you were sitting, like, really close to her on the stools, and I was sitting next to my boyfriend, Mickey. And I was like, I kept casually like, oh, checking on Piper, but like seeing if y'all were touching.
So casual.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I hope they're touching each other's legs or doing something. I was like, or feet. I was like, yeah. I was like, they better be fucking touching each other by now, because we got to go soon. And I want to see something.
And what were you doing?
Y'all were, yeah. And then finally, y'all were kissing, and there's like some creepazoid behind y'all.
There was a creeper behind us for sure.
Yeah, and it was funny because then we all lean in. All the girls are leaning in, we're like, fucking creeper alert at 12 o'clock. And he kept pretending like to look at the cars, but he just kept coming over to look at the girls.
Staring at us, like hardcore, locked in.
I was like, don't mess with us. My boyfriend will kick your ass, bitch. But it's great. Yeah, it's hot when y'all started kissing. I'm like, all right, finally. And then I don't know who proposed us all going to the bathroom upstairs, but I was happy. Oh, it was Rachel.
I had to go.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you had to bring all the girls.
Of course, I got to bring all my sexy girls to the bathroom. And so we go, and we go into the big stall. And clearly, none of us have an immediate urge to use the bathroom. We all start making out.
It was hot, because like at one point, you were in the middle, and then she was in the middle, and I don't know. It was all kinds of bodies and tongues. We're like, all right, let's do what we can right now before we got to go.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And you had run through the sprinkler earlier, so your shorts were all freaking wet, and I think you tried to dry them at one point in the bathroom. But having sexy ladies kiss on you is not going to help dry those out.
No, that wasn't sprinkler at all. That was you ladies. That was fine. We're like, let's do what we can while we can, because we knew we all had to leave.
We had a limited amount of time, but damn.
We appreciated every minute we got to hang out with them. Their casual swingers are fucking the bomb.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
They're amazing. And we need some more girl time. Just putting that out there.
Yeah, fortunately, we're not too far from them, so.
Yes.
We'll definitely be hanging out with them again soon. Well, unfortunately, my loves, that's all the time we got tonight, because we got a pack. We're heading to Denver tomorrow morning. Unfortunately, it's vanilla, so can't tell you where we're going.
As we wrap up, I wanted to mention APG, which is altplayground.net. It is a swinger dating site, primarily, I guess, based in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Mm-hmm.
And they are being super progressive. They started carrying podcast episodes, podcasters, and we were so honored to be their showcase podcasters for the month of December. In October, I guess they premiered with We Got a Thing podcast as their feature podcast. November, they had That Couple Next Door. And then they profiled with us in December.
Hey.
And so we wanted to just express some gratitude for being included and let our listeners know that you can check if you're in the Mid-Atlantic regions mm-hmm. and want to check them out. It's altplayground.net, APG, and you can get 2 months free using the code SAFIC.
Oh, SAFIC. So when you're in the ocean, the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and you're like, I'm horny. I need to find somebody.
Not the Atlantic Ocean, baby.
Hey, you said Mid-Atlantic.
Mid-Atlantic region of the U.S.
Oh, I'm so confused right now. Because you're going to get like zero dates in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Zero. Although the fish are pretty hot.
Moby Dick.
Those fish could probably hit the little sucker fish. They could suck your clit pretty good, I bet.
Or Moby Dick.
That's where they get the inspiration for the little womanizer. The Mid-Atlantic. Yes, they're awesome. Check them out. All Playground. They do not suck. That's the best I can do. And if you want to catch up with us, check us out on Gmail, SCC, Cassidy, Twitter, all those. We are Sapphic Swinger. And, or speaking of Sapphic Swingers, we are Sapphic Swingers.
We are Sapphic Swingers.
And we've got to do our LJ question box, so we're going to grab a card right now. Rich, hit it.
So our LJ question box, we explained this on, I guess, 2 episodes ago. It's fun questions that are rated X,
what'd you get?
Double X, triple X. I got a single X question.
Right, my turn to go first. All right, what'd you get, baby?
I got a card that is rated X. The question is, do you like being bossy in bed, or would you prefer to be ordered around?
Ooh, I prefer to be dom, telling the girl what to do, but like a mean dom. Although I don't do it so much as I should. I like to be like my persona isn't that way, but I think I would like to move towards that. Is that a good enough answer? Is this bossy?
So, do you like being bossy in bed? I'm guessing that's a yes or no question.
I would say, do I want to be? Yes. Am I? No. Does that work? Does that answer?
Okay.
Does that work?
Yes. And you say you want to be or you like it?
Do I like being bossy? Yes. Am I? No. So, I think that's the best I can do. How about you? Do you like being bossy in bed? Yes or no?
A little bit, yes.
Yes or no?
Yes. I don't know. I feel like being in a lifestyle and actually being vocal in terms of what you mm-hmm. want or don't want in bed, I don't know if that makes me bossy or is that more mm-hmm. dominatrix.
Right.
I'm certainly vocal in terms of what I want and don't want, but I am very versatile. I mm-hmm. like to be dominant, and I also like to be taken. Mm-hmm. I like to be submissive a little bit as well.
Yeah, I think bossy isn't the best word for this. Like, yeah. Bossy, I don't know if that works.
I can play both roles.
I'm going to totally burn this card.
Do it!
You're dead to me, bossy card.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it should be more dominatrix. They should probably quantify it.
Maybe.
Nobody knows. Nobody cares. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode. I am bossy.
I am bossy's wife.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Hopefully we'll see you in Nashville or Dallas.
Or in our bedroom.
Yes. bye, kids.